fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 15th of September. The prep tip of the day is to get topographical maps for your county, your state, and maybe even nationally, but for certainly for your county, your state, and nearby states. The DeLorme Company manufactures, publishes books with all 50 states with the topographical maps for each of the 50 states. You might want to check those out. We have patient Lanny Green with my friend Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Dr. Horowitz is a busy guy. I like to refer to him as a man with his brain on fire. Oh, probably 24 or more websites. We only give out 6 of them here on Thursday mornings. Listen carefully. WarOnWeThePeople.com is one of the newer ones. WarOnWeThePeople.com. Next one I listen to pretty much every day of the week. 528Radio.com. Great music. And then we have JudicialCorruptionNews.com. Next we have HealthyWorldStore.com, where you get great products, by the way, that I like to use myself. RevolutionTelevision.net and MedicalVeritas.org. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. Great to join you again.
Thank you, sir. Doctor, last hour we happened upon something that I haven't talked about in quite a while. That is the bizarre, barbaric, dangerous religion called Islam, where men think it's perfectly fine to marry 9-year-old girls, that men have what they call farewell sex with their recently deceased wives, that men and women surgically remove the clitoris of little girls, and think that all these things are normal and proper. And more than 1 billion people have a belief in a strange and bizarre, dangerous religion, don't they, sir?
You know, it's strange. I think the litmus test is to ask the victims, really, you know, find out what has happened to their lives as a result of the traumatic injuries. You know, it's just hideous trauma. It sets a human being up with traumatic memories their entire lives, and they can't function reasonably, freely, as a full-blessed human being under those circumstances. I think it's a gross sin, and I think right. It's atrocious, you mean, actually.
The oldest Islamic university is in Cairo. It's about 1,000 years old or so. When the Egyptian generals took over, and many of those generals had spent years in the United States in various training operations. When the Egyptian generals took over, they ordered the leadership of the oldest Islamic university on the planet to stop teaching that cannibalism is dandy and should be practiced. I'm serious. That's what they did. I say good for the generals.
This is part and parcel. I'm reflecting on what's happening today in the United States with our political and judicial systems and the governing agencies. It's a different cult. It's, I think, genocidal. We've talked about that so much on this show, but it goes to show me that the culture itself, civilization indoctrination into less than reasonable and spirit-filled and godly, righteous behavior, actions, and then administration of our governments and our leadership insofar as attuning to that righteousness. Every cult has its problems, but I think it's unreasonable to neglect what are the simple, basic, fundamental laws, the Moses's laws, and then of course Jesus's teachings with regard to love, to raise consciousness to the extent that we could have civilization function with some sensitivity as to what human values, needs are, and ways to enhance a human being's potential to express themselves and be all that they can be. I think that, free of trauma, of course, free of neuroticisms, free of psychopathology. I see holistically. I always view things from a holistic perspective. But I think what you're talking about today reflects a generic insanity that the planet and civilization faces. And now you reflect on that, and you consider it in the context of the global industrialists that are advancing transhumanism, where now suddenly all of civilization and all of its craziness culture is being now finalized, undermined, and replaced by artificial intelligence and nano-neuro-bioelectronics that connect human brains to the cloud, and suddenly now civilization finds itself basically put out of business. So I think that this reflects to me the effects of sin. And I think that we're engaged currently when there is operating like this. I think of God. God cries for all of his children who are not righteous, who are not awake, not aware, not conscious enough to get it right. And I just think that, we're engaged now in reaping what we have sown as a civilization.
Roger that. We got some callers on hold here, Doctor. First, we have John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Well, I have a question for you about the nature of communism. Is it, as Gary Allen and Larry Abraham long ago in the early 70s stated, that it is a front for something deeper? Or, as Jeff Nyquist says, it is an entity and a cause unto itself, operating under the auspices of no one higher, of no higher human power at all, but it is just a conspiracy unto itself. But according to Gary Allen and Larry Abraham, they said in their book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, and in Larry Abraham's sequel to it, Call It Conspiracy, 1985, that yes, it is a front for something deeper, and it is a plot of powerful men in high places, which it is a disguised power grab for some of the question here.
Your question is outside the normal expertise Dr. Horowitz delves into, but Doctor, if you have a response, we'd be glad to hear it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the question. I think it's a great question, and where my mind goes with it is to the hypocrisy of the divisiveness. Communism, just like John, you're correct, It is a ploy, as is capitalism. Now, there's fundamental human needs, including self-esteem. And so how do you achieve self-esteem and self-actualization in work and in society and in commerce? Well, you do it, I think, most ideally in capitalism. But I think the differential has been used and abused as a ploy. It's like Mayor Amschel Bauer, the original Rothschild, said, I don't care whether you have communism, capitalism, whatever, you know, form of government you want. Just give me control of the central bank and we'll be happy. And that's what they've done. You can go back 30, 40 years ago and you can see where Brown Harriman and the Bush cartel, how they accepted the money out of World War II and how they financed that and funneled that into China. And then you begin to see the creation of the Chinese government as it exists under communism today, all financed by the industrialists, you know, the Rothschild, Goldman Sachs, Rockefeller cartel. This is called the Rothschild League of Banks. If you could actually look it up, Rothschild League of Banks, of course, control the major private equity investment banksters that are controlling all the major corporations that are. And this is part of the divisive ploy currently unfolding in the United States. Watching Fox News last night with Rand Paul, for example, or the discussions about how the FBI is engaged in corruption makes me sick because it's off the mark. It's all politicized to one side or another. It's not about Democrat versus Republican, nor is it about communism versus capitalism. The issue is control of the central banksters, which represent a racketeering enterprise that has captured the entire planet. All of the geopolitical and economic systems have been captured by these global industrialists. So, you know, you look at who's really running Pfizer or Moderna or financing DARPA, you know, to develop, you know, what Elon Musk is engaged in, the Neuralink, you realize it's always the same. It's always Vanguard Group, BlackRock Group, Blackstone, Goldman Sachs, the major private equity banksters. And until we diagnose that as a society and say, no, this is not to be permitted anymore, good case in point, politically right now, the new legislation that is advancing the new taxation with the 800,000 or 80,000 new IRS agents going out to see if everybody's paying their taxes. All of this has virtually exempted the private equity investment banksters. Why is that? Why don't they pay their fair share? You know, and the shareholders who are making money therein paying their fair share under those conditions. It's because you have the leadership of the planet's decimation and depopulation, degeneration of the culture, the values, the ethics, the morals, all of it is being directed by not simply a profit-making cartel, a racketeering enterprise, classic racketeering enterprise, making money off of genocide, mass killing or enslaving of people for profit, politics, or ideology. That's the definition. We talked about that last week. It is a cartel that is satanic. They are literally following not God's laws, they're following Satan's laws. They do anything. They don't feel anything. They're just like organized serial killers. Their neurology is switched. They sold their souls out. That is what is befalling. And until our politicians on Capitol Hill get it right, until they really call it for what it is, you're looking at the private equity investment banksters administering a racketeering enterprise that has captured every political system, every government commercial operation. It has all been captured, and it's secretly administered. Again, you've got to expose the beast for what it is. And until we do that, I'm sorry, we're going to have some serious problems on this planet.
All right. John, thank you for your call. We need to move on here. Our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Dr. Horowitz and John. Good that I have a chance to talk with both of you this morning. Doctor, I just wanted to comment on what you were saying. You couldn't be more right. It's That it was really profound listening to your answer to John, because it is about the banking system that we're really up against. I mean, Jesus turned the tables over in the temple of the money changers. We seem to forget a lot of these things. It was those people that he was after. He was exposing as being the charlatans and frauds and the corruptors of our world. But I wanted to ask you, not just on that, I just wanted to comment on that a little bit, but I wanted to ask you, I've been trying to get to the 528 radio station for about a week now, and I can't get in. For some reason, I keep getting the messages saying that it's an unsecure site, and my browser won't even let me access it.
Well, bypass that. Just bypass it. That's what I do.
How do you do that, John?
Yeah, I can share that with you. Thank you. I have the same problem. Believe it or not, I'm disgusted. I have been so suppressed. Everything I do is censored, you know, except for my work with John. John in Republic Broadcasting is virtually my main voice. Also, SGT, Sean, wonderful guy at SGT Report. The only venues I have anymore, I don't even have a newsletter going out. Big tech has censored every aspect and tried to undermine every aspect of not just the vaccine and the issues in infectious diseases that I've been outputting, but also the 528 revolution. 528radio.com is a great example. How I have to now, like you, get around the block is you have to go, unfortunately, to 365 live 365.com, and therein you have to put a search in to 528. Just put in 528 in the live365.com website, then that will take you to two options. You'll see 528radio.com as one of the options. If you click on that, then you'll get the radio station. And believe it or not, even 365, which is a major big tech corporation that we were forced, just like every one of us is being forced now to go down a rat hole, basically, and deal with all of this corruption. Live 365 drops my signal. As soon as I leave the house, they basically get a little bit away from my home and my server. Suddenly now, they shift my station. I can't get 528radio.com anymore. There's no reason for that because they're broadcasting alternative stations. I can get their select stations, but I can't get mine. And the reason why we're with 365 is because the entire website, which was 528records.com, that was the original website, totally hacked, totally destroyed, not even on the air anymore. And what we're listening to right now is the best that I can put together under the circumstances.
Wow. Thank you for that explanation, Doctor. It really, really sounds serious as to what they're doing, how they're going about this. Also, John, I wanted to point out, and to you, Doctor, as well, I believe, I'm not 100% sure on this, but I believe that Biden has approved this new thing that they're going to do with the paperless money thing, the internet money, where they can govern over our money without having any, you know, where we the application and all that stuff, where they can control it that way. I don't know if you've heard about that, but I did hear that also. All right, thank you. That's it. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Charlie. I just want to interject. You raised Jesus's actions in front of the temple for opposing the usury, the enslavement of humanity by charging interest on loans. And he took out a whip and he beat the money lenders. Now, you know, sure, forgiveness. Now, the whole Christian community is engaged in forgiveness, which is fantastic because, yes, we're forgiving ourselves. We let go through the forgiveness, but you can't forget. And justice has to be administered. And you have to have a whip. You just can't do it with a kiss. You've got to make these people responsible for the crimes that they've committed. And what you're talking about is literally the financial commercial operations to enslave and direct humanity. It is completely anti-Christian, and it is totally satanic.
I believe they were the ones that had him put to death, too, Doctor.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And they were the ones that manipulated the entire history. They've given us interpretations of the Bible that are way off. I mean, we could talk, you know, for days about this subject. But again, it comes fundamentally down to what is righteousness, right standingness in the law. There are certain laws that reflect on human beings' consciousness and behavior and our heartfelt loving intention and faithful prayer that communes us with God, and how to administer that as a not just a human being, but a superhuman being, which we are. We're endowed to be spirit-filled superhuman beings capable of producing exactly the miracles that Jesus was talking about. Well, and he also said, you shall do more than what I've done. Well, if not now, in these end times, when? This, I think, is the greatest, most important message at this point in Earth's history. We've got to awaken, raise consciousness, and grasp the power that the Creator blesses us with.
True. Thank you, Doctor.
Very okay. True. I think we missed a break here. I don't know what happened to the break.
Probably no accident, John. Divine synchronicity.
I guess. I never heard any bump or break, either one. Our next caller is Pat in Texas. Morning, Pat.
Good morning, everybody. I just wanted to talk about the Muslims. Their God, Jimmy Carter, contrary to what he said, the same guys are. It's not the same God. Allah is an ancient God. It is not our God. And so when you talk about love, according to our Bible, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. So it's, you can't cut him any slack. And they tried to take over Tarrant County Republican Party, a doctor with his little scrub suit on all the time. It wouldn't matter if it's a white coat and stethoscope. And people respect that. But fortunately for us, some people stood up. I mean, there's one lady, she wore a burqa to the executive meeting. After a while, he quit and gave up. He was going to take over the Republican Party in Tarrant County. So I want to say, stand up. And the other thing is that, I hate to say this, John, but I'm not sure if we don't have a better place for people to come than here. I mean, the closest where they've taken over is Arlington, which is between here and Dallas, is bad news. But there's a small town that's run by Seventh Day Adventists. It's called Keene, Texas. They have a good university there. They have the pay is really high. And you can rent places for $600, well, maybe up to $700 by now, $700 a month. And I looked up the percentage of Muslims there. There's none there. A few Mormons, but there's none there. So Texas still has a good place for people to come that's far enough away from the city, keep from getting in all the city problems. So I just thought I'd throw that out.
Well, thank you, Pat.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Dr. Our next caller is my neighbor, Linda. Her and her husband own the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road, where 12 people could live comfortably and not be too jammed up. Radiant heat in the floors, 30-foot ceiling in the great room. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Well, wonderful, my dear. The hot days of summer are over. We're into early fall here, although it's still summer officially. And the Log Lodge in Yoakum Road is just beautiful at all times of year, but especially this nice weather when it's so pleasant to be outside, isn't it?
Yes, it's a beautiful morning today. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Well, sitting there at the Log Lodge with a hot cup of coffee and enjoying the forest, this place is surrounded by the National Forest, you can never, ever have close by neighbors because you're literally surrounded by the national forest, aren't you?
That's right. Yes, that's right.
And I like to point out the radiant heating. That's a clear sign of a high-end home. And, of course, this home was featured in Better Homes and Gardens. We have not found the issue yet, or have we?
No, we haven't. I'm waiting to hear back from the previous owners.
Okay, the folks that built the place. And one last thing. Of course, the log lodge is listed for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com. One last thing. This has been a high-end bed and breakfast for a number of years with an international clientele with a lot of repeat business from your international clients, haven't they?
Yes, that's right. We actually have more coming in October that were here about a year ago, right? That were from Europe. Uh-huh.
Well, these are the kind of people that they can stay any place on the planet they want. And they picked the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road when they could stay on a French Riviera, they could stay in Miami Beach, they could stay in a resort in Colorado. But they picked the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road in my neighborhood. I'll end this conversation with the following, Linda. Some people go on vacation. Other people live there. And that's where you and I are, aren't we?
That's right. I believe
Absolutely.
That. Yes, it's true.
Well, Linda, if somebody's interested in this place, they'll contact me. My phone number is at my website, and I'll set up a tour, and you will take them on a complete tour, won't you, my dear?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay, fantastic. Linda, thank you for your call. Well, Doctor, if you're looking for a new home, the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road is available, sir.
I would love to, John. I'm so swamped with busyness issues right now.
I know, and we have high-speed internet, so you don't have to give up anything.
Yeah, well, that would be nice. I'd love that. I would love to be your neighbor, John. That would be nice.
It would be great. It would be great.
And I'll sip my herbal tea while you drink your coffee.
Yeah, and I have herbal tea occasionally, and you can become my student. I'll teach you how to shoot a 12-inch steel plate from 10 football fields away, sir.
Sounds like a wonderful retirement plan.
Absolutely, absolutely. Our next caller is John in Tennessee. Good morning, John. Break coming up.
Good morning. I'm about to say something, Doctor, that's going to sound heretical to most Christians. But in the Bible, this book, that if you're not reading it, you really should do more than read it. You should study it. Jesus said, "Know ye not that ye are gods?" And that sounds funny. You know, is that talking as possessive or descriptive? Because the word God is small G-O-D-S. Have I not said that ye are gods? I believe, and it doesn't take away from the gospel, I believe that we are all, since the Bible says that he knew us before the foundation of the earth, and by the way, show me a foundation on a ball, but God speaking said he knew us before the foundation of the earth. Does it not make sense that we are spiritual beings that have literally been clothed in a skin suit and sent to earth, put in God's terrarium to learn how to live, who to live for, and actually take a choice on whether or not we want to go to where we came from or we want to go to the place created for the devil and his angels? Now, that sounds heretical, but that's what the book says. So when I hear, well, they killed Jesus, they murdered him, they put him on a cross, well, that's not true either, because he says, no man took my life, I laid it down and I picked it up again. They were doing what had to be done, without which none of us would have any hope for any kind of spiritual redemption. I'd like to get your comment.
Well, John, thank you for calling.
We'll get the comments after the break. Everybody stay tuned.
Okay, sounds
good. We'll be right
back.
All right.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I do private consultations these days, typically 2 to 3 a week, helping people get the information, get the focus, get the laser clarity that they need to make major decisions. That's what private consultations are all about. Products that you'll find nowhere else, such as the Energy Cleaner, helping people get past the arthritis pain, get a great night's sleep. I personally take care of packing these up and shipping them. And, of course, Liberator Rocket Heaters. I'm the Executive Vice President of the company. Winter will be here before you know it. You want to be warm, be cozy, and save money, check out the Liberator Rocket Heaters. We actually have them in stock, ready for immediate shipment. This time last year, we're running several months behind on back orders. That's all at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. He has many, many websites. We're going to give out 6 of them. Listen carefully. WarOnWeThePeople.com, 528Radio.com, JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. And by the way, it is 8:36 p.m. in Thailand right now. Doctor, let's continue with your comments.
Okay. Thank you, John. Yeah, John, in Tennessee, I greatly appreciate you calling in and sharing your wisdom. I don't find it heretical at all. Everything that you said is absolutely consistent with what I'm looking at from a, you know, a scholarly view of and scriptural and science readings, but also from my heart and my just personal experience of what life is really all about. The Bible verse that you quote, I'd love to have you share that if you've got it. But it doesn't surprise me because it translates into the adage and the virtual doctrine for we human beings to know thyself. Know thyself. So if Yeshua, Jesus, had said that, you know, you're small gods, you're all little gods that are capable of producing miracles, that's consistent with knowing thyself. And then I've talked on this program about the body chemistry. I've talked about water. About 80% of your body is liquid God. I've said that a number of times. Why do I say liquid God? Because go back to Genesis 1, 1:2, you see God is there at the same time water is there. Water is there, and you have to have God's word, which is sound, which is frequency, resonance, which is musical mathematics. You have to have that word, frequency, vibration, going out through a medium, which the Bible talks about as the heavenly kingdom, and the physics world talks about as the quantum field, and it's hydrated. It is hydrated. Why? Because water is a liquid crystal, superconductor of sound and light. That is what your DNA operates with. So without
water... I've got
water,
the verse if you'd like it.
Yes, please. Go ahead, John. What is
it? It's Psalm 82:6. I have said to your gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. Now, let me add a little bit here because I think this is important. John, you're a smart guy. So what do you use pi for, John? Do you know?
I don't make any use of it. I don't need that formula very frequently that I can think
of. Okay. All right. The number pi, John, is used to find the circumference of a circle. It has nothing to do with the sphere. Now, Doctor, you mentioned Genesis 1:1, so let me give you something that I think will blow people's minds if they'll listen and look honestly at it. In Genesis 1:1 in the Hebrew, I can't speak it in Hebrew, but it is, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Each Hebrew letter has a numerical value. So take just the first verse, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth in Hebrew. Translate the letters to a number value. And then do the number of letters times the product of the letters. And divide it by the number of words times the product of the words. Any idea what you get, John? You get 3.1416, value of pi to the fourth decimal point, which means he's describing in Genesis 1:1 a circle, not a ball. This is something, it's extremely important that people realize science, falsely so-called, has lied to us about going to the moon, about what happened to the trade towers, about steel melting at low temperatures with black smoke. They have lied to us, and we're believing liars, and it's to our own detriment. It's taking us away from God. Well, why is it important? Because if this is what I know it is, whether or not anyone else believes it, I know it is. He said he stretched out the heavens as a tent for us to dwell in and is looking down upon us as grasshoppers. He can see us. And if he's so close that he can see us, science has put him billions and trillions of light years away. They've stolen God while they're stealing the souls of men. One more, and I'll listen to your comment, and then I won't say any more.
Well, gee whiz, I love it, what you just shared. Let me point to the facts that I think are triggered. Number one is you talk about the circle and the alphanumerics of the Hebrew language. Initially, the Torah was all mathematics. It was all song. Before there was the Hebrew letters or the derivation of the Hebrew letters, which some researchers, Stan Tenen, for example, I understand that there's a conflict between Stan and Dan Winter. Others have talked about the cymatic, that's the resonant energy frequency of the mathematics affecting physical matter. That's called the science of cymatics. We're being manifested right now in that quantum field through the vibrations because our bodies are 80% liquid God, water, the liquid crystal superconductor. And you talk about pi and phi and Fibonacci series, everything's spiraling, everything is circular. You're absolutely right. You talk about the lies that are being administered in the science realm to continue the control of humanity. Well, take a look at what we think of as DNA. We're always shown segments of DNA. We're not shown the whole thing. It's always circular. Everything about DNA is circular, and it's infused with structured water. Very sacred, spirit-filled water resonates within the DNA to send out, to receive actually Holy Spirit power of love, which then creates the energy that it sends out through sound and light signaling. Again, sound and light is mathematics. It's frequency dynamics. It's sending it out, and it's re-manifesting every single one of us every nano instant. And that shatters the medical paradigm, which is all chemical, pharmaceutical. It's hogwash. We are spirit-filled beings, and if you rely on that with faith in the Creator to administer those healings, you then have a relationship that's reliable and a manifestation of miraculous frequency vibration. And that is what 528 is. You mentioned that the source is Psalm 82:6, you said. Well, I'm going to have to look that one up because I missed that one. That's King David, okay? King David, think about Isaiah 22:22 and Revelation 3:6-8. It comes in these end times heralded by the sixth angel from the city of Philadelphia, brotherly love, to herald the key of the house of David, which I claim based on the massive amount of intelligence and revelation and literally both science as well as spiritual direction. I claim is 528 frequency. That's why we have 528 radio. That's why everything we do, we try to bring 528 love vibration into your own body so that it resonates exactly what God and Yeshua Jesus had talked about and intended, which was the manifestation of love in our spirit-filled temples. I love what you do, John. I love your analysis. I don't find it heretical at all. I find it all, and I corroborate it all with everything I've learned.
Well, let me ask you one. I said I wouldn't ask another question. What do you think is prohibiting people from understanding, be so willing to believe a lie and not believe the truth? What is the holdback? Got to be, there's no Holy Spirit.
I've thought a lot about it. It's a catch-22, you see. God created the catch-22 because he gave us free will. Like you said, we have to choose. The evolution of the soul spirit as well as civilization, humanity's salvation and survival depends on the choices that we make. And basically, the catch-22 is therein lies the problem because you have a loving heart. I have a loving heart. The true Christians, the born again, even the religious people, I don't look at the divisiveness that's being played out in the religious world. I look at human beings. They're all endowed with this capability, whether they believe in Yeshua, whether they believe in God, or whether they believe in Allah. I have Muslim friends. I have Jewish friends. I have Christian friends. I see people having the capacity to literally reach their highest good. And that is essentially a function of your love, your heart. Therein lies the problem. We are naive. A lot of us are loving. We basically believe that people are essentially good. We don't want to see. It's too harsh to see the satanic realm and the people that are engaged in criminal psychopathology and killing people. We don't want to see that. So that becomes a predisposing factor for our own manipulation and our own disenchantment with reality. I think what we have to do is come to terms with this. We have to be taught that there is good versus evil, that it's being reflected in today's geopolitics and economics that has been captured by the global industrialists, the banksters. And again, that I think is fundamentally, it distills the survival message. And I love what you do, John. Keep it up.
All right. Thank you both. Thank you, John.
Call number is 512-248-8252. Doctor, we have an extra half hour this morning if you don't have an appointment to get away to.
Well, thank you, brother. I would love to, but I can't do it this morning. I apologize.
Okay. No sweat, GI. And we do open lines if you've got a question or comment at 512-248-8252. Well, Doctor, COVID-19, the COVID vaccinations will kill more people than ever in recorded human history. That is well underway. One of our jobs as broadcast journalists is to alert people to not have children get these. So the adults pretty much have all got them, and they will continue to get boosters till they die. But the evil of children getting these COVID clot shot vaccinations needs to be slowed down and halted if possible, doesn't it, sir?
Yes, you know, and it reflects on our discussion this morning. Viewed Rand Paul in Congress yesterday, who is basically, again, challenging Anthony Fauci. But I noticed the divisiveness and literally the complicity, the willful blindness that aids and abets the fraud and Fauci's criminal psychopathology and the demonic manipulation of the populations through vaccination intoxications. This is essentially what was on Capitol Hill yesterday. Now, if you go back and you view that segment, you'll see that Rand Paul does not address anything about the racketeering enterprise. That's the fundamental problem. Fauci is an agent for the global industrialists. And basically, he's heavily invested with all of his patents. He's been at it for a long time. So without addressing the bigger picture that this represents a racketeering enterprise, and even the FBI increasingly now is being exposed for being complicit in the racketeering enterprise. It's not, for example, what Rand Paul and the Republicans are saying, oh, it's basically Democratic Party is controlling the FBI. False. It's not the Democratic Party that's controlling the FBI. It's not even the FBI that's controlling the Democratic Party. It is the banksters that is controlling everything and everyone and has set up the genre, the context in which we live our lives. This is the culture. This is the American culture. It is the Russian culture. It is the Chinese culture. It has been all captured and directed by secret societies working and then financing everything, profiteering off of humanity's suffering through the private equity investment banking cartel. That is what the issue is. So to the extent that Rand Paul is saying, oh, you know, we're going to be able to expose, if the Republicans are elected, we're going to expose the beast for what it is, I don't hear one word. Now, the question becomes, is Rand Paul simply playing politics because he doesn't feel that people are ready to hear the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth that could set humanity free? Or is he simply basically ignorant of it? I don't think he's ignorant. He doesn't seem to be ignorant. He's basically looking at the same documents that I'm looking at, and I'm making sure through my agents that he's receiving the documents. Well, at any rate, the bottom line is diagnosis. And I've said that so many times on this program. We've got to see through to the root of the disorder. Diagnosis is required for proper treatment. And if we're going to have another even Republican, you know, control over everything without addressing and seeing through to the banking cartel that's that's captured everything and everyone, including the political system. Look at the payoffs that are ongoing right now to maintain the Democratic control in certain states. They're key states that are being now massively financed by the global industrials. Why? Well, again, it's not so much why. It's available as evidence for a diagnosis. This is what we have to deal with. The entire system is corrupt. And yes, I will vote, but I'm telling you that, again, it's kind of like almost futility. I encourage voting because it's our voice. It's our choice. It's very important that we do that. But the bottom line is, until we really have leaders that are willing to speak the whole truth about this, we're not going to be out of this mess too soon.
We have our last break. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, Doctor, looks like we got our last caller here. We got Doug in Texas. Good morning, Doug.
Hey, good morning, John and Dr. Horowitz. Thanks for a fabulous show. Very uplifting and encouraging. Does the doctor know anything about upcoming date of September 24th? I think it's a Jewish holiday of some sort. And I've got some stuff I'm listening to by a guy named Bo Polny, P-O-L-N-Y, about a really big, some big events coming up on that date of September 24th.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate the question. I have neglected to mention a number of the prophets that have contacted me saying that approximately on that date, there is something dreadful going to happen. I've neglected it because I don't have the science. I don't have the documentation. And so to issue such an alert, but it doesn't surprise me. I think given where we are, it's reasonable to presume. I mean, where we are in terms of geopolitical, economic, demonic impositions, that it's reasonable to presume that the devil doers are not going to release us anytime soon. They're increasingly manipulating and like frogs sitting in boiling water now, it's almost too late for us to jump out of the pot. And basically, they're turning up the heat to accomplish their depopulation agenda. So it wouldn't surprise me that we'll have such a terrible tragedy, whether it's off the coast of New York, some people have said, some people say it's going to be off the coast of Miami. It's hard to really say. I don't really know. But I think it's reasonable for us to presume, and as John has been urging everyone to prepare, stock up on whatever you need, because things potentially could go down very, very rapidly. The electronics, the internet, everything in commerce could go down, and you need to have your food supplies, your water supplies, your safety, shelter. And these are the issues that I'm looking at. It wouldn't surprise me what you're talking about.
Yeah, thanks for that.
We're out of time, Doug. Sorry. Doctor, thank you, sir. We appreciate it as always. Look forward to having you back next Thursday.
Thank you, John. God bless.
Okay. Top the hour break. We'll hold the line. Stay tuned.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.